163 members of Russia's upper house agreed to pass a law making it easier for men to be enlisted into the military. The Kremlin says it will end chaos during periods of recruitment, like some reported recently at facilities like this. People have to report here after receiving a notice from the Defense Ministry. Russian men between the ages of 18 and 27 are obliged to serve a year in the military.
Under the new law, which needs to be signed by President Vladimir Putin, a new federal digital database will expedite the process, and those in it will not be allowed to leave the country. Men will have 20 days to report to their local enlistment offices in their region. If they don't, there will be severe penalties.
Those include not being able to rent property, get a loan or credit card from a bank, nor to be able to buy a car or even get a marriage certificate. Restrictions that only one politician who voted against the law says are unconstitutional.
The measure aimed at restricting rights are not consistent with existing laws, to say nothing of constitutional law. The penalty for not receiving it for objective reasons is inadequate. Let's not lie. We all understand what this law is aimed at.
A sentiment shared by many who will be affected here.
Our freedom is being restricted. For me, as someone of conscription age, this is bad. In our country right now, there are two options, either prison or war. Either you go and fight and die for someone else's cause, or you sit in prison.
I think it's a strange solution, unexpected, distrusting. It's not clear how it'll work.
I think electronic summons are a strange thing. You may not see this notification and have problems. I don't know how to fight this.
Currently, those doing their mandatory military service are not called to the front lines in Ukraine. The Defense Ministry says it's using contract soldiers there. The timing of the passing of this bill is also significant, as the military is preparing to launch its annual spring recruitment drive.
Last September, the Kremlin announced that they're going to mobilize reservists. It turned out that the Russian system of mobilization is not really working. They don't know where their reservists are. The system is dysfunctional. So this is an attempt to make it more functional.
According to the Defense Ministry, 147,000 men will be called to do their military service this year. And now they will have little choice but to report for duty or face the consequences. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Moscow.